This is BBC Radio Wales.
Now, the number of parents having a baby using a surrogate in England and Wales has almost quadrupled in the last 10 years, according to new figures. Parental orders which transfer legal parentage from the surrogate rose from 117 in 2011 to 413 in 2020, and two-thirds of applicants are now mixed-sex couples, often in their 30s or 40s. Surrogacy is, of course, when a woman carries a pregnancy for another couple or individual. In most cases, it's because someone can't carry a pregnancy themselves for health reasons or because they are men in a same-sex relationship. Well, Katie Besant from Newport has been a surrogate twice. Katie, welcome to the programme.
Hi there, thanks for having me.
That's delighted. Why did you yourself decide to become a surrogate mother?
It's just surrogate. We don't call ourselves mother. We're not the mother of the children. But I decided to become one. It was just something I always felt that I could do and almost that I should do. I have a healthy working reproductive system. I'm very lucky to have that, but I don't want any more children of my own. So it just seemed right to share that with people and hopefully help them have children if they wanted.
Are you surprised that the number's on the rise, or do you think it's welcome?
It's very welcome. The numbers are on the rise largely because same-sex couples were allowed to apply for parental orders maybe 8 or 9 years ago. That was introduced, and then single people in the last couple of years. And also surrogacy is getting more press, more positive press like this. It's not the mind horror stories you would see in the press about perhaps surrogacy abroad where ethics aren't quite the same, or the very rare occasions where it does go wrong in the UK. I think, and we've had lots of high profile celebrities over the last few years having babies via surrogates. So I think just the message is getting out there that it happens in the UK, it's legal, it's safe, it's a wonderful way to become a parent if it's what you need to do.
That's interesting. So you say the image and the portrayal of surrogacy has become more positive in the press. In the past, were people like yourselves perhaps wrongly portrayed as being in it for the money or for other reasons, and that stigma has perhaps gone away?
It's definitely lessening and people are becoming more educated. I know, for example, my association with it in the media before I became a surrogate was abroad. There was talk of where it happened in India, Thailand, and the surrogates were poorly treated, or over in America where it's very expensive. I had no idea it was legal until I read about it in a magazine by myself that I could be a surrogate in the UK. And I was very pleased to find out that surrogates don't get paid. That's not something I would have wanted to go into. So yeah, it's getting a much positive people. The myths are being busted. Although when I tell people I'm a surrogate, they still very commonly think I might get paid for it, or that must be damaged from giving away children, but neither of those things are true.
Well, what advice would you give to somebody who was thinking of becoming a surrogate themselves? What are the pitfalls and things that they perhaps should avoid or think about twice?
Yeah. Definitely do your research. There's a number of different ways to do surrogacy in the UK. You can join an organisation. I'm part of Surrogacy UK. Our ethos is friendship first and lasting friendship, and that's very much what I wanted with the people that I helped, and an ongoing and relationship with the children that I carried. There are other organisations who do things slightly differently, or you don't have to join one. So definitely research and do what's right for you. You know, some people won't necessarily want the relationship that I have with the people that I've helped and the children. And also talk to your family and friends about it. Make sure they understand what it's about, and they will often raise questions that you can then go away and research and get the answers to kind of allay any fears. Talk to other people who have been surrogates. They're the only ones who will truly understand what it feels like to be one and why you want to be one. And then absolutely go for it, because it's the best thing that you'll probably ever do.
Brilliant. Thanks for that insight. That's Katie Besant from Newport, who has been a surrogate twice.